Today we jump back up into the New Testament to Revelation chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place.
Lord, forgive me if I have ever forsaken my first love. Stoke the fire of revival in my soul and let it burn as it did in the beginning. Father, I repent of the sins of this nation. We've fallen so far from our former heights. Oh Lord, we humble ourselves and ask you to come and heal our land. Amen.
Today, I know it's not a popular thing to think about, but judgment will come upon this nation that once held God's favor. What is keeping you, a believer, from crying out to the Lord to heal this land? Jesus, I will not forsake you. You are my love above all. I will repent. I will cry out on my face. I will fall. Savior, have mercy on me, a sinner. Don't take my lamp from its place. I will humble myself and pray and truly seek your face. Are those your words, my friend? Will you humble yourself and seek his face? It's almost too late. The darkness grows. The sun is setting. Where will you stand when judgment comes?
Today's action. As a Christian, it is your responsibility to humble yourselves before Almighty God and cry out for your nation. We are to seek God's face and to stand in the gap for the ungodly. Today's treasure is found in the book of Lamentations, chapter 5. Let's begin in verse 19 and go through 22. You, O Lord, remain forever, your throne from generation to generation. Why do you forget us forever and forsake us for so long a time? Turn us back to you, O Lord, and we will be restored. Renew our days as of old, unless you have utterly rejected us and are very angry with us.